Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom time. Good Tuesday. All right, our eye on the trial. Not much news. Dozens and dozens of prospective jurors are out. We're cutting down on the numbers. I'm not sure if anyone has been tapped in yet. But Caitlin Clark last night was the number one pick in the WNBA draft. We've been through this a lot. Why Clark put women's basketball on the map? There were any number of reasons. By the way, the outfit she had last night, I even read, was $17,000 from Prada.
Wow.
I don't think it looks so great. Get another fashion designer. I don't know. It was kind of, no offense to her, Dan. It's the outfit. 17 grand. Give us a break here. Anyhow.
A lot of money.
Anyhow, Will Bunch and others. There's a whole quack of them that just could not wait for this. Are bringing up the issue of the pay gender gap again. And it's interesting, not just men versus women. You hear this all the time. Not too many people say it about an actor. We usually center in on athletes, okay? I think I could make the case, based upon a capitalist system, which I am, athletes are not being paid enough. I think Devontae Smith, the Eagles wide receiver, only got $25 million a year. If we didn't have salary caps and other things, who knows what he could get? I'd rather see that. So I don't begrudge athletes, other than when they're whiners and, you know, not really going all out. So Clark, Will Bunch says, and he's right, is going to make $76,535 in her rookie season. I think somewhat like that, the second season, the third season, $80,000, playing for the WNBA. I'm not sure if there's a fourth. That's a little bit up in the air. And he says, just think about what she's done. And he compares her to the Pennsylvania lawmakers who on average make more than $106,000. Well, true, Caitlin Clark is much more valuable to society than those guys are by and large. We could be in agreement on that. So why is she only paid that number? Well, the answer is the league does that somewhat. You know, they have their own salary system, but also because the public does not want to watch WNBA basketball. They just don't, unless you're a real basketball fan. Now, will they watch with Caitlin Clark? Even that will happen for a while, I think, but I think it'll be limited, Dan. I don't think long term, suddenly women's basketball is going to be on the level of any of the four major sports or even soccer. And there's no intent here. Now, she made about $3.5 million last year because college athletes now, if their likeness is used, it's a whole in-the-weed stuff. they get paid for that. So there are literally hundreds of college athletes now, not just basketball or football, that are making $100,000 a year plus. And I don't begrudge them. I'm fair with that. She made a lot more last year than she's going to make, but she'll get endorsements, of course.
And I mean, if we take it to our own industry, right?
Yes.
Sports radio, huge. WIP, right. The top station in the market. I think it's expected that a sports radio host would make more than a conservative radio host because they are regularly among the numbers of the best numbers, ratings-wise. They draw the most, you know, advertising dollars, that kind of thing. I think it's similar with Caitlin Clark. Like, you're looking at attendance throughout WNBA. The highest average attendance for a WNBA team was the Las Vegas Aces at 9,551.
Wow.
So you're talking about, what, a third of an arena is being filled up for a WNBA game at the most or the highest attended games? So
right.
I think it's supply and demand in that way, that if you're only able to sell that many tickets live to these, who's to say that these should be getting paid as much as people who are able to sell out these arenas regularly?
And then you get into the reason. So Will Bunch does, you know, I don't know, Dan, when we get Will Bunch on, I like him on a personal level, as you know. If we started arguing this, though, it would get crazy.
Yeah.
So it may not. And the answer, why is that then, would be the next question. Why are not more people going to their games? Well, it's a free country. My theory is they're not going to their games because when I watch women, I could see men at a high school level play the game in a pretty much similar manner. When you watch the NBA, you're not seeing anybody play like that other than maybe a couple hundred people at any one time in the entire world. That's the reason why. It's boring versus watching NBA skill players. Caitlin Clark just has to be unique because of the distance she's shooting the ball, because of the story out of nowhere, etc. Others want to claim it's just because she's white. And she will drive people to it a bit. But it's not going to be enough to bump up their salaries. And it's part-time. They don't play that many games. What do they play? 20, 25, 30 games in that range per year. So how are you going to be paid to do that? They're subsidized by the NBA. If they weren't, they would fail. Well, don't they put a lot of female products on their soaps and stuff like this stereotypically? Yeah. But because they don't draw anything, as far as people watching, they don't make that much. Isn't this really capitalism? Or is it pay inequality? Now, there is still pay inequality, Dan. I don't doubt that in certain businesses, certain things here and there, where people are doing roughly the same job and maybe some woman somewhere is being underpaid versus men. There's no doubt. But as a widespread thing, that's not happening, and this is not a good example at all. All right, phone lines.
Maybe we should look at it from the other direction. Yeah. Men are getting paid too much.
Well, no, I don't
believe
that.
No, why, like $40 million a year? I mean, is that really necessary?
You know what? I challenge anybody. Line up the whole board here. What do you mean?
So I would ask you, are you okay with that if we were to base on percentage of attendance,
yes, like
or something like that, if we found some kind of number to quantify it, paying women $20 million a year? So looking up the numbers, I'm sorry, a little context here. Average attendance for an NBA game is around 18,000, and I said for WNBA it was around 9,000, so about half, not a third.
Right. They make the point, too, and I'm just going to address that Will Bunch says she got more viewers to that one game, 18 million, than you get for the World Series or NBA Finals. I'm not sure about that, but let's say he's right, Dan. The answer to that is it's a one-off, one-time thing. And the answer to your question, I don't think anybody's overpaid because I believe in the market. If you don't want to pay, now, do I think Tobias Harris, who sucks, and I can, you know, it's not a sports show,
Tobias,
but I mean,
yeah.
I can't even look at the man. He's a nice guy. But is he overpaid? Yes, in a basketball sense. If somebody's willing to pay you it, though, why do we resent it? No, nobody's being overpaid. You know, Rose says that all the time. It's my standard joke when we get, and she does say it. Put out the trash. She only talked 3 hours a day. And she says, you and I are not in show business. There's no singing, no dancing. So we're going to have to add a little bit of that to meet that we're in show business. All right, 855-839-1210. Is anybody overpaid? And you can say, well, why are teachers, for example, or you can name anybody that they're not paid more? And the answer is there's a million of them, at least societally, we believe that. With teachers, they had to go for merit pay, they would be paid more.
You don't think it's wrong, though, that, like, a basketball player is making 400 times the amount of a police officer?
Wrong in what sense?
Just societally, culturally.
I try to avoid, you know, I just look at it wherever the demand. I mean, I like a capitalist society. It doesn't mean it's moral. I get your point. Like, who should be paid the most? And we'd probably all agree it should be military.
Conservative radio hosts.
Conservative. I was going to make that third. Conservative, hardworking conservative radio hosts. Fourth, hardworking conservative radio host producers. They ought to be right there in the top five. Well, you know, whoever the best brain surgeon in the world is, I might start with. Deference to Roe, pre-K teachers, yeah, at the very beginning. 855-839-1210. So why is Caitlin Clark only going to make $76,000 next year? And I gave you some of the reasons. I mean, how are we going to force men, principally, and or women, to watch WNBA basketball? Physically, it will never happen. They just cannot do the things that the greatest NBA players can do. That's the reason. I mean, it's intriguing to me because I'm a basketball fanatic. And Caitlin Clark is special because of the range of her shot and the stuff she does. But after that, you know, what's Caitlin Clark really?
Just comparing that salary, the $76,000, to the rest of society, I think that's right. A fair salary as a base. Because mm-hmm. you start with that, and then Caitlin, she's going to get the $76,000, but then she's going to get endorsement after endorsement.
Yeah, she'll get first few years, she'll get a couple million.
Yeah.
And she was getting, just using her likeness, was over $3 million at Iowa. Ooh. She was better off, because it's a story, too, and it's a short-lived story. All right, so to Dan's point, Dan, give me a few people that you think are overpaid in some kind of way, however you want to frame it, just for this argument.
Well, I just think of athletes.
Athletes.
As the number one.
All right. Are athletes overpaid? Yeah, tell me if you think they are. I don't. I just see it as a market-based. You could say the society is sick. Why do we play them at? And they give us a lot of joy. They give us a lot of things. Now, if you're not into sports, I can understand you are. I'll admit it, I am. And without the Phillies and Sixers, oh, my God. Imagine a world without the Philadelphia Eagles. Just imagine in Philadelphia, Dan. All you have is soccer, no Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, my God. Or WNBA or women's soccer you can watch tonight. No Eagles? That's it. We've taken Eagles away. Dan Borowski said they were getting paid too much, a Borowski rule. No.
Pharmaceutical executives.
Okay. Too much?
Oh, too much. Yeah. I think executives in most industries paid too much. I hate to agree with Joe Biden there. But.
Greg Stocker should be calling in on that. Overpaid radio executives. All right.
Hey, I did say it. Well,
yeah, you said most executives. Okay. I teased right before the end of the hour. Who said this on Twitter just recently? Whatever we think of mail-in votes is moot at this point. If we want to win state and federal elections, then we will need to likewise use mail-in ballots. Order yours soon. Time is running out. That was said by, not President Trump, but in Pennsylvania, was said by Doug Mastriano. Now, if Doug Mastriano recommends that, I don't think we'd get him back on the show. We had a little falling out there, if you remember. But, Dan, it really wasn't on my show. I went on another show, Delmarva or something. I heard it there, and that was it.
I think he's been on since then.
No, not after the
really?
Delmarva thing. No. That was it. His guy didn't like that.
Yeah,
so, yeah. But I'm commending him. So if Doug Mastriano says this, why can't Donald Trump? If Doug Mastriano, who was at the January 6th situation, Doug, who led the charge here about election violations, right? If Doug Mastriano gets this point, what's it going to take to get President Trump to say it? Surely he can pivot. His people don't care if he pivots and says it now. Just do it. He's not, though. What in the world is going on in his mind? Are you one of those that goes, well, Dom, he won the presidency, you didn't? So he's trying to drive people to show up on Election Day. Well, wait a minute. Can't we do both at the same time? Can't we drive people to show up on Election Day? But you get the logic of banking your votes now and who we're going after. And if Trump really is about winning, which I think he has been his whole life, and you know that's what I'm about, what do you do in this situation? Think about this. Trump could find a way to say the position he did on abortion, which is exactly right. Why can't he say it on mail-in ballots? Does he still like the idea to say that if things go badly in this, it was robbed or something? I mean, it's about winning now. Doug Mastriano tweeted that out.
He's a guy that stands really strongly by his mores for no other reason, I think, than because of his pride.
Yes.
Do you think it's a sense of pride thing that he, for so long, had the stance of anti-mail-in balloting that he just can't embrace it now and think that he can pull it off, or...
That's interesting. I think that's what it's got to be, because strategically, this is not winning. This is insanity.
Not.
Every time we push the ball forward, he gets up there rambling at an event, and he starts running down mail-in balloting again. And who are people going to follow? What I say or what Trump says? What Trump says?
Yeah.
What Laura Trump says? What Scott Presler says or Trump says? What Trump?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Trump says. All right, let's go to Chris in Holland here. And Chris, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris, good afternoon.
Hi, Dom.
Hi.
Yeah, I when I hear you and everybody else, Mastriano, say the Republicans need to start doing mail-in balloting like the Democrats, I'm hearing that we need to cheat, because to me that's what the mail-in ballots are. That's why I think people like Trump want to get rid of them, because it's not about fairness. It's not about the Republicans catching up. It would be about the Republicans having to come up with fake mail-in ballots, because that's seemingly what's going on. There's more mail-in ballots than there are voters. And that's where if you're recommending that Republicans enter into that game, I don't see too much difference between us and Democrats. I don't want to cheat to win. I want a fair vote.
Nobody's talking about cheating, Chris. So
I know, but that's what the Democrats are doing with the mail-in ballots. They're
okay.
Finding tons of them, the 2,000 mules and all that. Like, the mail-in ballots are just coming crazy, and they're not attached to real voters.
Well, there's some of that. There's enough of that. And that's the other leg of this. The other leg of it is election integrity. So we should let the Democrats do this. We're trying to stop them on that. But we should let them do it, but we're not going to engage in it.
Well, I understand your point, but the fact of the matter is that if we just do it legit and they're doing it and cheating, then we're not going to make up any ground anyway. So I think the play has to be for everybody to get on board with trying to go back to in-person voting. That's really the only way to be fair.
Okay, and I would tell you, I don't care about any of this. I want to win, Chris. You don't want to win. You refuse to accept. You are going to lose. Right now, I'm telling you right now, we will lose Pennsylvania. So are you okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with that. And I think you should probably push the mail-in balloting. But if you're not willing to cheat, and I'm not willing to cheat, I don't really think it's going to make too much difference. It isn't that I want to lose. It's that I want to win, and I want to win fairly. I want to win legitimately. And the Democrats don't seem to want to do that. This mail-in balloting that was put forward illegally with the COVID is not legitimate. So when people are saying, we need to do what they're doing.
It was put fairly because of a bunch of Republican dopes who passed Act 77. That's what did it.
All right. Well, those dopes need to reverse course and, you know, get it back to the way it was and eliminate the cheating.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Look, this idea. My goodness. So we're supposed to sit here. Look, there's two prongs to this, to answer Chris, all right? One, all out, that we get every vote out there that we can, legally. Two, election integrity, that we go after this in every way that we can every single day. Do you want to lose? This is as bad. I feel almost as bad after this as I did yesterday watching these protesters. Nothing gets me crazier than seeing people blocked in traffic. It just gets me beyond belief. Everybody has something that is, you know, it's all wrong, and there's got to be somebody that can do something. Tom Cotton, by the way, under fire. Even Will Bunch wants to know what's going to happen to Tom Cotton, because he said in Arkansas they wouldn't stand for that. People would have been in the drink. All right, so you heard Chris's call. Do you still want to live in that world? And I predict right now, if we do, then it will be a loss. Then that allows us the day after or the night of to say, but at least we didn't cheat. Oh, my goodness. This is Doug Mastriano. It doesn't get more. Somebody who went after electioneering and all the nonsense. Somebody more conservative, somebody who was the nominee who shouldn't have been. And he says, we got to get busy with mail-in balloting. Yet the first caller out of the box, Chris in Holland, Pennsylvania, says, it's just about cheating. That's what they're doing, and that's what they're going to do. We have to not have mail-in balloting. Okay, we've been through this. What do you do to do that? You win. Now, it's going to take a lot to go back and get rid of Act 77. I can't help it that Republicans were dopes and voted for it. That's done. Now it's about winning and then fixing things. Are you on board with that? Or do you still just want to grab onto, we're just going to overwhelm him on Election Day? No, you're not. The other team is out there shooting three-pointers. They're ahead 100 points. You come running out a lot of energy. And in the actual, you know, quarter time left, you beat them by 2 points. They've already banked sitting there. Why is this so difficult? If Trump said it, what would happen? I think the floodgates might open then. And if he doesn't say it, that is a huge mistake. I can't everything's going to be fine. You're going to see on Election Day. And that doesn't mean no one is more vigilant in going after them in places that are suspect beyond belief, like Philadelphia, like Atlanta. Election integrity is the other part of it. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get in right now. Don't forget the side question. Eggs Benedict today. Something that was good that was made better or a lot better.
I like this one from Heisenman Sober, Dom.
Yes.
The Dom Show got even better when Dan Time with Dom was added. Improvement upon perfection.
Oh,
didn't think
my
it was
God.
Possible.
Yes, that was one of the biggest turning points in the history of this show. Oh, God.
More serious one, though, Heisenman Sober. The wheel was made better when they put a tire on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I try to keep it more contemporary if you can. Like, I gave cell phone to iPhone. What was yours, Dan?
I didn't say this one on air, but I meant to. Everything seasoning on a bagel, making a plain bagel, elevating it into the everything bagel, my breakfast this morning.
There you go.
One more for you, though. Philadelphia has a point on Twitter. He says, the buffalo chicken dip elevated the party snack game. It could be the most significant invention of the last 25 years.
Oh, my God.
You a big buffalo chicken dip fan?
I wouldn't know a dip. You know, he's a big dipper, Luke. And
really?
I never got the. Oh, he loves the dipping. I hate
dips.
The
are great, man.
I'm not a dipper. No,
I would eat. I eat dips with a spoon, like the buffalo chicken dip. There are times. Well, actually, when we make the buffalo chicken dip for football. We'll have some left over. We'll make buffalo chicken enchiladas from the dip. Just, you know, wrap it in a tortilla, put some cheese on it, pop it in the oven. God. It's delicious.
All right. 855-839-1210. Jump in. Save me from this. And I need a groundhog advice.
Enchiladas.
The groundhog is back. Another one's back now. We hope we captured him today. But I'll give you an update here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. I like Mike Johnson, but here we go again. People that want to knock him out, it's not just Marjorie Taylor Greene, it's Tom Massey, who I like, but, you know, is not looking at political reality in this. They may take him out any day now. So, again, then what are we going to do with the speaker here? How far is this going to go? Now, I'm not on board where he seems to be leaning if he's going to put a straight up and down vote on Ukraine and send $60 billion to Ukraine. So be watching for that. That may be coming our way. I was telling Dan, though, I'm glad Chris called. I'm glad he did that. But it tells me we have such a long way to go here. Do you want to win? You think Doug Mastriano, Dan's inviting him on. And we'll bury the hatchet in the sense that I'll just let Doug Mastriano talk. If he can't convince you this is the way to go, the guy not only is very conservative, but he also went to the ends of the earth looking at election fraud of one sort or another in 2020, right? Did anybody do that more? I didn't agree with all of it. So if this guy says to you, mail-in balloting, or you lose. What more do you need? I mean, what is it that is needed here to penetrate this? I get the revulsion. But I also get the only way to do this every waking moment. They can't win. We must win. And our mission is this talk station, I think, is the biggest player in winning Pennsylvania. Guy Shiraki will be here. Dan, tell him we might need, you know, to 35 or so. I don't want to have him waiting here because okay. We got a couple people we want to get in.
Yep.
Let's see. Let me go to Robin in Milford, Delaware. Robin, afternoon to you.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Okay.
Okay, so I heard Chris call in, and he was talking about going back to the old way of voting, and he's definitely not on the right track. What we need is, now, tell me this, is ballast harvesting legal in Pennsylvania?
What do you mean by that? Do you mean...
ballot harvesting, going out and picking up ballots.
No, it's not.
Okay, all right. So I thought that it was.
No.
All right. So
no, in fact, when it comes to dropping off ballots and whatever, you can't even do your husband or wife's. No. So we don't have to worry about that part. We have two pronged here, getting people to bank their vote and stopping all these shenanigans on the other side. I'm a suspect as much as anybody of the drop boxes. I got what he's saying. You take care of that by the defensive, but the offensive move has to get people to vote by mail.
Well, we definitely need more grassroots efforts. We need more people that are willing to volunteer their time, you know, to get that done. They need to go to their local Republican districts, and they need to volunteer their time.
Well, we do have people doing that, but we need the president to give the okay, and then this will be a lot smoother. And that's why, Robin, I bring up Doug Mastriano, who is extremely conservative, was the face of talking about fraud in the 2020 election, and he just tweeted out, got to do mail-in balloting. I can't do any better than that than if Trump comes on and says it.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's going to happen whether we like it or not, so we need to get on board with it.
You're exactly right. Thank you. Thanks, Robin, very much. All right, Guy Shiraki's with us. Those on hold will take your calls, maybe put on some of God. We'll see how it goes here. He's got his roadmap out on how to win, how Republicans can win in Pennsylvania. Nobody has gamed this better. But again, if Doug Mastriano, just think about it. If you're a talk radio listener, you know how opposed I was to Doug Mastriano being the nominee on the governor's side. And look what happened. Not only did we lose big time to Josh Shapiro, setting him on course, and you know what he's trying to do this time around, but we also lost the legislature, largely because of him. And he now says mail-in balloting. So Dan will appeal to him, and I'm going to say, I'll shut up, Doug. You know, this is a public service for the two of us together. You come on, you make the case. Maybe he'll take a call or two with people like Chris and others. I can't come up with anything stronger. And I hope that Laura Trump has Trump's ear. I think you heard Laura Trump on my show saying two prongs, election integrity and also the offense. You can't play defense. You need offense and defense. I get that. I'm just stunned. I'm telling you, you'll lose. 100% you'll lose. Just like I believe if you say no exception to abortion and you're running out in Bucks County or you're running statewide, not only are you going to lose, you're going to take everything else down with you. Those are two that I can tell you are immediate losses, 100%. I would tell Roe, Dan, get that secret phone out I told you about, tell Roe. We found somebody. I'm putting all the chips in, everything we have on that. Tell Roe she's got to go along with it. We'll see if Guy Shiraki would do that. He's next here. Dan, would you bet on that?
Yeah.
Or would you too busy making a parlay there about 3-point shots in addition to it? Yeah, well, I'll do that, and then Beeble hit 7 3-point shots. No, we can't do that.
Too busy trying to text Doug.
Yeah.
The contra hours rage, Dan. No, it's better.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
All right, Dan loves that. That's Morning Joe today. We'll replay some of that in the 2 o'clock hour. Tom Giordano's show.
Our world's coming to an end.
I love Fish Shapine, though, on Twitter first, Dan, about our side question. Jill Biden elevated your grandmother's drapes and upholstery. Who wore it better, Jill or the curtain rods? I'd say the curtain rods.
Sure, there are a lot of floral designs that do look like they belong on window dressings.
Goodness. Nicely played. That's a good one. Guy Shiraki is back with us. Elections are about hearts, minds, and getting voters to vote. His roadmap to Republicans winning in Pennsylvania and keeping his promise to Sal, this guy I think he met at a class reunion at the Mummers Museum, and telling him what Republicans have to do. But we just heard from Chris, and I respect that. Well, mail-in voting is all going to be cheating. The Democrats are going to cheat more, so why do it? All right, let's go to Guy. Hey, Guy, welcome in. I don't know if you heard any of that or Dan told you about it. I was just asking the question, Guy. I don't know if you saw this. It's a launch point for a column, though. Doug Mastriano on Twitter just came out for mail-in balloting, saying we won't win otherwise. Doug Mastriano. And I said Trump is about the only thing I could produce better to tell people to do that than Doug Mastriano. And yet, there's still this resistance.
Yeah, well, good afternoon. And first thing I talk about in terms of winning, step one is unity. So if we can bring Dom Giordano and Doug Mastriano back together and bury the hatchet, right?
Yeah.
That's step one.
Yeah.
Step two is mail-in. And what I say to Chris and all the other folks is, we can do all of the great sessions on talk radio. We can have all the wonderful posts on Facebook and Twitter. We can do all the Zoom calls. But if we're not in office, we can't change anything. We can't fix the border. We can't stop reckless spending. We can't get school choice. We can't help cops. And we can't change the election law. So we have to win to change. And right now, they're using 5 tools. We're using 1. We keep losing. It's time to adapt. And you and I spoke about it last week. I commend you on your memory. I promised there'd be a column, and there is, because I always keep my promises. But look, it's yet another plea to say, look, I not only double down on mail-in, but say it is all the other tactics. It is drop boxes. It is satellite offices. And learning from our friend in Montgomery County, with the ice cream truck to get voters, whatever it takes. But to Chris's point, We do not break the law. We do not violate the law. We do not cheat. But there are five different ways to help get voters to the polls, and we're doing only one of them. And yet, President Trump fell 1 point short. So let's do the five they're doing, and we can win. And if we believe no matter what we can do, they can't win, then you give up on everything, and we all just move to a, you know, a mountain in Montana. I haven't given up yet. I'm not moving to Montana. We need to learn how to do what they're doing and do it better.
Yeah, exactly right. And we see some signs that it is breaking our way. I won't say a guy and bring you into it with the local Republican Party as much as some of the people you knew that came from Virginia, Scott Presler and others, are doing remarkable things. You don't give up on election integrity, too. Linda Kearns, people like that, that it has to be all out to push back against it. But you're right. If they want to put drop boxes where they want to put them, and we have 54 of the 67 counties, then we should be putting drop boxes where we know they'll be watched and we know where our voters are more likely to drop them off.
Yeah, again, I mean, there's five different ways to try and increase turnout. We're using one. You know, think of the rally the president had. Think of the rally President Trump had this past weekend. When he comes back in July, August, September, October, and there'll be 5, 10, 20, 30,000 people there. What if he said, everybody now take out your phone? What if throughout the, whether it's the farm or the stadium, there were giant QR codes and you could just scan it and apply for it? Look, you say, well, everybody's at the rally, they're going to vote everywhere. Yeah, maybe 90% of them, maybe 92% of them. But the other 8%, they're going to forget. They'll get frustrated. The car won't work. It snows. It rains. They get to the polling place in Downingtown, and it's a three-hour wait, and they say, the hell with it, I'm going home. We need to make it part of everyday voting. We need to make it part of it, what we do for get out the vote and find the votes. Again, it doesn't matter if 55% of Pennsylvanians agree with us, if only 49% show up and vote and the others and the Democrats beat us because they're better at the game. We have to stop letting them beat us at the game. We're winning on the issues. Let's beat them at the game.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. It's all right there, and it's a knowable. Often in politics, we don't know what we have to do to win. Here, the beauty of it to me, it makes me feel good. We know what to do. It's just a question, do we have the will to do it? That's all that it is, because with the will, I think we have enough smart people like you and others who are coaching us up and doing it. And imagine if Trump pivoted on it and talked about whatever way that he wants. Guy, do you have a rationale, though? Laura Trump has got to be in his ear. On this show, she talked about it right out of the box. What in the world is holding it up? Does he feel he loses the narrative about losing the 2020 election if he says vote by mail? Is that it?
You know, I don't know. And, you know, Dan had an interesting theory. There's a lot of theories. What I know is this. There's no candidate that I agree with 100% of the time on their policies or their tactics. You and I've talked about it. You've said things. I've said things. You second guess. This is where I just respectfully disagree. I hope he changes his mind, right? It's April. There's a lot of time to change his mind. I hope he changes his mind. I hope he becomes a champion. If he becomes a champion, we're unstoppable. I just need him not to be an opponent. But again, like, there are elected officials. There are people I'm going to vote for this November that I don't agree with 100% of the time, but they're the right choice. He's the right choice. Joe Biden's the wrong choice. We disagree on this tactic. I'm hoping that before November, we do get the push to realize this is another tool, and I'm going to continue to work with others out of state and in state to do mail-in, to do the drop boxes. I'm trying to work and encourage county commissioners across the state. I spoke to a group last week on Zoom. I'm going to Cambria County to speak at their county dinner. Think of Johnstown and Slapshot. I'm going there to speak at their county dinner to urge them to do it in what used to be a bright blue and now is a bright red county to do mail-in. I'm taking my medicine show on the road.
Hey, guy, when you do that, too.
Joins us.
The thing that bothers me the most that I just despise, but you know what? I would put 100 of them out there because I care about winning more than anything here, are these satellite offices. They're voting offices, the clown over Montgomery County, Lisa Dealey and these others. They're voting offices, but we don't seem to be able to stop them despite our best efforts. So let's put 5-1 out there around churches and in the back pew. whatever's legal, and let's satirize it a bit as we're doing it of how ridiculous this is, and then let's churn out our vote. That's the best revenge here.
Now, look, you're exactly right, because you get to do two things. If the rural counties that have been skeptical put out 2, 3, 4 drop boxes, again, you and I talked about, I've shared with your listeners, there are counties that are 6 times the size, 7 times the size of Philadelphia as a place, but have less people than St. Monica's Parish. So let's put drop boxes throughout at general stores, at feed, you know, where they go to get feed for their animals, at the gun clubs. Let's put them there, and we can point out, the fact that we're just replicating what the other side does. But it also sends the message that we're playing for real, too. And the Republicans, even in places like Philly, you know, I would respectfully ask Commissioner Seth, is to say, look, they're opening these satellite offices of their own design. They can create the rules. I hope the commissioners in the suburbs, in the city, the Republicans won, say, look, if we open a satellite office, there should be watchers. We can let each party have one or two people there. Again, transparent, open, honest. To me, if a voter can walk into a place and get a ballot, fill it out, and turn it in, I don't care what you call it. It's a polling place.
Exactly.
There should be watchers. And we should have Democrat and Republican watchers. So even in those other places, we can't. We should be asking and make them answer. We should be Seth should ask. The commissioners in Bucks, Montgomery, Delaware, Chester, Dauphin, Allegheny should ask. Make the Democrats explain why partisan volunteer or citizens of each party can't be present like they are on election day. Make the Democrats answer that question. We're not putting it to them. We've been too friendly. We've been too kind. Use their rules and legally learn how to do it better and win. I don't care how many surveys say we're ahead. If we're not ahead on election day when they count, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Elections are about hearts, minds, and getting voters a vote by Guy Shiraki. And Guy, where do people find this and you on Twitter?
So this is in Real Clear, Pennsylvania. You can follow Real Clear, Pennsylvania. And if you click my name, you see all the columns. And on Twitter and X, PA Suburbs Guy. And my St. Monica's class of 1978 group will see this column shortly, and they can all talk to Sal about whether they want to praise or criticize him for spurring me into action. And that'll start a whole discussion. But sometimes those of us don't talk about this every day. There are folks that just have observations and insights, and the rest of us need to listen. And he said it short and sweet. Why don't you just focus on winning and stop all the nonsense? And it was a kick in the butt for me to say, let's stop all the highfalutin stuff and focus on winning. It's important.
Absolutely. Thank you, Guy, very much. It's the South Philly way or the Chicago way. What are you prepared to do? Doug Mastriano answered. Dan's texting him now. Let's see what happens here. Dan working his magic there. I will say nothing. Dan can bring him on. And Doug, tell us mail-in ballot. Thank you very much. The peace is held here. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Dan time coming up.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody said.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon. Producer Dan takes over for a Dan time with Dom. And Dom, I got some good news for you. Or maybe it's bad news, but there's a saga that we've been following here on the Dom Giordano program. Dom Giordano v. Groundhog, as he tries to eliminate groundhogs. And I got some good news. From the wife, Rose says, Dan, tell Dom Groundhog number 3 is in the trap as of now, so you got something to look forward to going home to.
Oh, God. All right. How many of them could there be? Dan, the whole thing, too, is, and we'll have more time tomorrow.
It's like real-life Caddyshack. I love it.
Hey, I may have to have you come up. I just think we have a guarding that goes into the step. For some reason, we never noticed it. It's Rose's house from her parents. There's no cement there on one side of the step. I don't know why. So I keep on saying, well, I want a brick guy, tear up the beginning of the garden. I want to brick it up like the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
And Rose says, well, they'll just dig underneath. I don't care how they can dig underneath anything because of the garden there.
I guess you got to go into the ground, like dig into the ground and cement below the brick so they don't dig under it?
I got to put something in there, yeah. This is the third one.
So you have like an entire family living under there then, it seems.
I hope it's the last one. We thought the two that came out, that was it.
Yeah, like a husband and wife.
The guy said, well, I don't know. They may not have been married. See, I don't condone that with a grandma.
Living together without being married,
living together. We had nothing to do with that. The guy who's a trap guy said they may have come from 50 miles away. How are they ended up here?
Yeah, yes. In the middle of the city.
In the middle of the city. What's the trail? The Groundhog Trail to me. Is this a Democrat plot?
They've been exiled from Kensington to your property. That's
so send me all your groundhog on Twitter at DomShow1210 or other social
groundhog
media.
Groundhog support, advice.
Yeah, and advice. I want advice. And we'll continue to, we may have to do a videotaping of this because the guy got them out, two of them last week, put all the dirt back on, and then Roe just noticed another hole yesterday.
Well, you got the third one.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a new guy. He's like, oh, you know, they left, so I'm going to move into their squatter.
Squatter.
It's
a squatter
groundhog.
The ultimate, I need John Fetterman here with the squatter. That's what these are.
That's all I got for Dan Time, Dub.
Oh, come on now. We're just
all the sheriff's department.
All right, yeah. Well, but that Rochelle, I don't think so. The sheriff's department. No,
that's
my
true.
God. More trouble. All right. If you have any information, there are squatters. Don't forget the side question. Coming up, our buddy Steve Feldman. This coordination yesterday of these mobs across the country that have been mocked by Joe Scarborough. We'll replay, if you missed some of Scarborough, his criticism of people who keep on saying what's wrong with the country. You're anti-American, according to him. And Justice Gorsuch, you're going to want to hear this. Just asked a great question. Today they were doing oral arguments on this case of people who got charged and convicted with obstruction of major activity in the Congress on January 6th. Gorsuch asked the Solicitor General, okay, what about somebody, that would be Bowman, Representative Bowman, who pulled a fire alarm? Do they get 20 years for trying to stop a vote? That's an official act of Congress. Remember when he did that, trying to change the dynamic. He pulled the fire alarm. Gorsuch asking, what's the difference between that and what people did on January 6th? Brilliant point by Gorsuch. My read is the Supreme Court's going to kick these, let these people out of jail on the obstruction charge. And that cuts into Trump and Jack Smith. Big, you got to hear Joe Scarborough again. I don't know. We'll have to put Dan on watch every day. We'll be here.
The world's coming to it.
Mika, come home. You got to be there with him tomorrow, Mika. Calm him down.
Right now, I'm looking up the hill, and there are two, three. I see a coyote.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.